joining us all the way from, I guess, L.A., comedian Ben Glebe. I believe he's taking a break from playing poker. Ben, are you there?
I am here. Yeah, I'm actually in Vegas. I'm celebrating the new year, and I'm at the Wynn right now, and I'm up at the poker table for once in my life.
Nice. What are you playing?
I'm playing No Limit Hold'em, 1-3 blinds, and I'm up like $400, and literally it's like the only time I'm a horrible gambler typically.
Sweet.
What are you, just there with a bunch of friends, just chilling out?
Staying with a bunch of friends and a beautiful lady. It's working nice. The new year has started well, but also that's because I haven't been on stage recently, you know what I mean?
Yeah, word up. People, if you don't know, Ben hosted the Glebe Show on National Lampoon Networks. Now, tell me about National Lampoon Networks. Is that just a college thing that's broadcast to colleges around the country?
National Lampoon Network, yeah, it is a network that has for like 600 colleges, supposedly reaches 5 million college kids. And we did our show for 3 seasons on there. It's a great network. And we actually just recently sold the Glebe Show. I don't know if you guys even know this yet. It could be an exclusive for Lunatic Radio. Just sold the Glebe Show to Fox.
No wow. Shit.
Nice.
Really?
Yeah, we are making a pilot at the end of January.
Wow, congratulations to you, man. That must mean some money coming your way, huh?
That does mean some money coming my way. At least it means I don't have to front the production budget on my credit card anymore.
I watched some clips of the Glebe Show on National Lampoon Networks. Man, it looks like a fun show for the kids, man.
Thank you very much. Yeah, hopefully we're going to Fox it. Become the kids and actually pull in a demographic people will pay for.
Yeah.
Like an 18 to 49 would be nice, an 18 to 69 would be ideal.
Well, you don't want to miss those college chicks, though, dude.
That's why I said 18, too. We're always going to keep the 18 in there.
Well, you're going to get the older broads in there, too. Get them in the mix, I guess.
Exactly.
Well, congratulations on that.
Thank you very much. You get a couple hot grandmas watching your show, then I go peruse the old age homes, pick up some horny, desperate women.
Sure, why not? They count. They still have the vag.
It's a completely untapped sexual market because everybody goes for young girls, good-looking girls. What I think is, go to the old age homes. Even if there's competition, the competition's got plastic hips, no teeth. I'm going to win out every time.
go for the older broad. The ones with the canes are kind of nice because then they, you know, you get a little bit more like dominatrix style things going on, right?
Yeah, exactly. And you get the nurse involved, and even the nurse probably in her 50s, so you get someone younger involved. It's, you know, it'd be really exciting.
Nice.
All you have to get over for this plan to work, you just have to get over your repulsion towards fucking old people.
Nice. Hey, Ben, speaking about old people, what's your thing with Angela Lansbury on your site?
Angela Lansbury. I don't know. I used to watch Murder, She Wrote when I was a young, innocent kid.
Right.
And just watch it, you think, damn, Jessica Fletcher is amazing at solving crimes. And it hits me. It hits me. She's creepy. She wears a pearl necklace that looks kind of odd and like two, like, how did I afford this? I'm killing money. My theory is she kills everybody in these towns. At the end, she's like, oh, clearly it was this guy who I set up and then writes a story about it. All I'm saying is check out Angela Lansbury's basement. We say on the website, we're trying to get the authorities in there. Check out her basement. You will probably find a shoebox with human heart.
So you're not a big fan of Murder, She Wrote, I believe.
I'm not a big fan of Murder, She Wrote. Unless Angela Lansbury is listening, then I think you're great. I'm kidding, and please don't kill me.
So you're also a contributor to collegehumor.com?
That is the truth.
What's your affiliation with them? You just write for them, or...
CollegeHumor.com, obviously you guys might know it's like a gigantic, you know, website.
I love that freaking website.
It's hilarious stuff. Always, you know, it's got girls showing their breasts, and I don't have any part of that. But I write columns for the site, and they put a lot of my videos from the show on there as well.
You also host a weekly stand-up gig at the Hollywood Improv, which College Humor is involved with.
That is true. College Humor sponsors it. I don't even host it anymore. I just... perform in the show, but we have like every huge comic in the country plays. It's every Wednesday night, Hollywood Improv. We get Sarah Silverman, Chris Rock. Chappelle made his first performance after being missing in Africa on our show. Steve Hofstetter on occasionally. It's an amazing lineup.
No kidding.
Cool.
I saw your MySpace site, and you had some little ditty on Andy Dick.
Yes.
About him showing his balls or something.
Yeah, it was unfortunate. Andy Dick is he's a nice guy. He's I don't think he hides the fact that he's bisexual and flamboyantly so.
Andy Shitdick, maybe?
Oh.
Yeah, exactly, right? Makes sure that Andy Dick is well felt. And so he came out to the show, surprise performance, him and Jeff Roscoe on stage, show their asses, which was, you know, it was an interesting opener. And then, in 3 minutes, Andy Dick's balls are hanging out of his pants.
Right.
The manager of the Improv, Rita, comes over screaming because I produced the show, and she's like, Ben, did you put Andy on stage? I'm like, yeah, he's a big celebrity. Of course I put him on stage. She's like, who said he could show his balls? And I go, nobody did. I don't think he's running his ball flashes by the other comics.
Did you have to follow him on stage or something?
I did have to follow him, and being scolded about Andy Dick's penis, it kind of throws off your timing a little.
Oh, sure.
Yeah,
sure.
I gotta imagine. When you get Andy Dick showing his ball bag on stage, and then you gotta, how do you follow that up?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know what I could think of to do is I fucked the piano. They got a big piano on stage, and I fucked the shit out of it right there.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, yeah. That's a capper, I guess.
Opener, and then how do you follow your own opener fucking the piano following Andy Dick's balls? Obviously, just really sharp, wry political humor.
Well, people, log on to Glebe.com, everybody. It's a great freaking website. There's a bunch of video clips on there. Yeah. And Ben does these sketch comedy things, man. They're freaking hilarious. I was watching a couple of them. He had, like, celebrity dodgeball with, like, Seth Green or something on there. He interviewed all these American Idol contestants, yeah. Just having them sing in a parking lot. So degrading. It was so funny to watch.
It was pretty degrading for sure. And even the somebody else we enjoyed, because we're so used to these red carpets, we went there and pretended we were from the Dodgeball Network, which, you know, does not exist, obviously. That would be ridiculous.
Right.
And 90% of celebrities really thought that there might be a Dodgeball Network and were like, yeah, you know, I love dodgeball. It's good. Me and Mekhi Pfeiffer were calling people that don't play dodgeball communists. Which, if you think about it, they probably are, because when you live in a communal society and you share everything, you're not, like, competitively trying to hit people in the nuts with rubber balls.
Right.
Found that through years of made-up research.
Well, there you go.
Also, if you could tell people, because I have a horribly unspellable name, how to spell Glebe, it's G-L-E-I-B.
That's right, and G-L-E-I-B, everybody. Glebe.com, G-L-E-I-B.
I've got a trick so you can remember. I don't even need to repeat it. You can remember the simple acronym, Girls Love Every Inch, baby.
Nice.
How many inches? I don't want to know.
Oh,
come on,
you're gay.
I'm not
gay.
Did
you ask how many inches?
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
It almost came out of my homo mouth.
Oh,
Christ.
Listen, I'll answer your homo mouth since we're across the country simply over wireless phone lines.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to brag, but, you know, flaccid 9 inches, hard 16 inches.
All right. And
then the show got gay.
I want to suck Bernard's cock.
If you have to go wearing now, I'm hanging up the phone.
Oh, man. All right, man. Ben, I'll let you go because I know you want to get back to playing poker.
Yeah, and cell phones.
I'm at the tables now. I got people red. And honestly, I would love it if I could leave here up. Most likely, I will lose it all on one stupid hand and then complain the whole drive home.
Yeah, well, I do that. Actually, lose a little bit and then go to a strip club. That's my suggestion to you.
That's a good idea. Tell them, listen, baby, I'm usually very wealthy, but the tables did me wrong today. Give me a freebie, and then I'll come back and get you. IOUs with strippers is always the way to go. Hard to convince them. Hard to convince them of that.
Yeah, I don't. How is the Wynn? That's a new hotel out there, right, in Vegas?
The Wynn is gorgeous. I don't have any of the Fox money yet, so my lady and I are staying at the Sandstorm? We're staying at the Stardust.
The Stardust.
On the road. And the Wynn is definitely better than the Stardust, I can tell you that.
That's old school Vegas right there. Or
yeah, it's old school Vegas. I got springs in my bed. We're about to go out for New Year's Eve. 2 minutes till we're about to go out to Paris Hilton's party at the Venetian, and I'm taking a piss, and the entire toilet overflows. I didn't even shower yet. I had to shower amidst the pool of piss and a rapidly rising water level in my bathroom. So if you can extract a quote for that and send it to the Stardust PR people, feel free. Nice.
I'll do that, man. Ben, I appreciate you taking a little bit of time out to come on the show.
Yeah, man. Thanks for coming out.
It's my pleasure. Anytime, guys. You're a bunch of lunatics. It's my pleasure to be on.
Yeah, next time we gotta get you on a landline, though, buddy, man.
We'll get you on a landline next time.
I would love that. I think it's about time we take our relationship to that next level.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Glead.com is a website. Congratulations on the Fox gig, dude. I hope all the best to you.
Thanks. You too, guys. Take care.
All right, word up. Later, Ben.